We're going to talk today about Tisha B'Av. Emet Hashem, it won't be a day of mourning this year. But we have to, I think, enter into its world if we're really going to be worthy of it being changed from a day of mourning to a day of rejoicing. Those of you who can see the handout before you, Tisha B'Av is a day of tears. We approach it with dread. If I cry, I feel that I have lost control, as if I had any control anyway. If I don't cry, I feel that I have failed. I must be made of stone. So what do? I read a Birkanau, a Ponar, a Babi Yar, Treblinka. I think of the murder of Rabbi Chanan and tells Yeshiva of the 6 million of the 1.5 million children. I cry. I've done it. I'm Yotze. B'chatzos on Monday. Monday noontime, it'll all be over. And the question is, will it or should it? We say at the end of every tefillah, Yul Ratzon Imrei Fi Ve'Gyon Libi L'Fanach Hashem Tzuri V'Goli. And the Gemara in Brachos asks the question that really this phrase, may my words be before Hashem. You, the Ratzon, they should be find favor before Hashem. And the thoughts of my heart, they should all be before Hashem. Hashem is my source, Hashem is my redeemer. These words would be appropriate, whether they were said at the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei or the end of Shemoneh Esrei. We say it at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara says, why don't we say it at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei? The Gemara answer is because David HaMelech said it in Sefer Tehillim after 18 prakim. And therefore, we say it to the end of Shemoneh Esrei. So that appears to be a very surface, very trite sort of answer. He said it after 18, so we do it also. Rav Kook says, a very fundamental idea, he says that you could have said it before, man, my words find favor before Hashem. You could have said it before, but that would lead you into thinking that the tefillah experience is, let's pull out all the stops, let's hit the accelerator, let's get all the pistons running, let's get to the end of the finish line. I did it. I'm successful. I had a great tefillah. And I'll go back to life. I was Yotze, Lemahadrin. David HaMelech said at the end of 18 Prakim to teach us that when we say it in context of Shemoneh Esrei, we say it after we finish Shemoneh Esrei, because we want the lessons of Shemoneh Esrei to stay with us. We're not going to be standing Ba'amida, we're not going to be standing Betfila, we're not going to be standing Shemoneh Esrei all day long. But the lessons of tefillah are meant to stay with us. Tefillah is meant to transform us. I know there's some better tefillahs, there's some less good tefillahs. It always transforms. How much? A micron, an angstrom, a kilometer. It depends. But the goal of tefillah is not just to be yotze. The goal of tefillah is, as we are Yotze Tefillah, to be transformed. We should be in a different place after the Tefillah. Yul Ratzon Imrei Fi, Ve'Gyon Libi L'Fanecha Hashem Tzuri V'Goli. May it always be with me. May those words be before my words. As though I continue to utter them, they should remain before Hashem. That should be who I am. That should be the tether of connection between me and Hashem. Those words of truth. Reb Tzadok says, on that which we say every day in Avodah Tzion, Sham razos li'olam li'etzem achshavos lavav amecha. Guard this forever in order to protect this from our Yetzer. Says Reb Tzadok, we're saying that the lessons of tefillah should remain with us, so we have a defense against the attacks of the Yetzer Hara, all different types of Yetzer Hara. Sham razos li'olam, guard this forever, watch it forever. Le'etzer machshavos lavav amecha. In tefillah, we just don't want to be yotzei yedei chova, though that's certainly something we want to do. But we also want to be different. In tefillah, we've discussed before that the act of tefillah, as the Mesher Chachma speaks about, as Rabbi Yonah speaks about, the act of tefillah, as the Gemara speaks about, we're all there in the Kodesh Kodashim, all of Klal Yisrael, those who are a cup of tea and those who are not a cup of tea, we're all there in with Klal Yisrael, in the Kodesh Kodashim, between the Shnei Bati Ha'aron, all of us davening together, because all of us are different, all of us are contributing to one more thread in this elaborate tapestry, which is the Jewish people, whose beginning, right, started where he caught so long ago with Avram, with Yitzchak, with Yaakov, with the Shvatim, with Maimon Har Sinai, and traveled all the millennia to the entry into Eretz Yisrael, to the Mishkan, to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, to the destruction again of the Beis HaMikdash, through the long, long gullus. Every Jew is now, as it were, in all of that which makes his persona so complex, and his psyche so unique, and his experience so different, and his soul so special. Every thread, every soul, we all gather together as we daven in the Kodesh Kodoshim. That's where we're meant to be during Tefillah, each person contributing his unique contribution to be a vehicle to hold the Shekhinah's presence in this world. That's davening. When we daven, we're meant to change. On Tisha B'Av, in the beginning we don't even say Tiskabel Tzlosom in Kaddish. Our tefillah is blocked. But we have a different entrance into the world of the secret chambers of the Shekhinah. We have a different entry. It's not the entry that we ordinarily use, that of tefillah, but we do daven. It's the entry of bechia, of crying. Let's talk a little bit about bechi. Let's talk a little bit about crying. Let's talk a little bit about demos. Let's talk a little bit about tears. The Gemara teaches us, the Lagon teaches us, that the word bechi is miloshon navuch, confusion. Navuchim in ba'aretz, confused. When a person's path is unclear, where am I going? Where am I going? Where have I come from? What have I done? What should I do now? He cries. He cries. Confusion, bechi. The path is not clear. Demos, dema, is miloshon dimua, a mixture. The Mishnah refers, the Talmud refers to a mixture of truma with peros, with fruits, etc., that have already had the truma taken from them. And one has fallen into the other, they call it dimua. Most mixture, things are not clear, things are mixed up, things are confusing. Bechi, dema, The Bechi of Tisha B'Av began long, long ago. It was the night that the Meraglim returned from spying out the land, and they gave their evil report, their Motzi Diba in Eretz Yisrael, the place that Hashem wanted Klal Yisrael to live, so they could reveal His presence in the world in a fashion that no other land would enable them to do. Eretz Yisrael, the place of Kedusha, the place ultimately of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that unique focal point, that umbilical cord between heaven and earth, the place where the heavens and earth kiss, the place of where Chala is, Hafrashas Chala is Min HaTorah, of Trumos, of Maestris, the mitzvot hatluyos ba'aretz, the ikar place, the ikar makom for all of the mitzvot, is in Eretz Yisrael, where the Shechina's glory is most deeply and most spectacularly revealed. And we said, no. Latisa kola eidav yitnu es kolom v'yivku ha'am b'laylahu. They all crawled, cried. What a disaster. We'll be slaughtered. There's no hope. What about our future? What about our children? Says the Gemara. Several places. It says, Vatisa kola eida vayitnu es kolam vayivku ha'am balayla hu. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Osa layla leil Tisha B'Av haya. It was the evening of Tisha B'Av. Amar Lama Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to him, Atem bechisem bechia shel chinam, v'ani kovea lachem bechia ledoros. You cried for no reason. I would have helped you enter the land, to conquer the land, to make the land yours. I have helped you as the land began to ooze more and more Kedusha. I would have helped you in the struggle to build it, to settle it, to become the mitzvos that are unique to it, to become a holy nation within Eretz Yisrael, and that my divine presence should hover over you in every act that you did. I would have helped you, Now you've cried for no reason. And as such, this night will be a night of crying for generations. Our confusion brought upon us a destiny of confusion. Our tears brought upon us rivers and rivers and rivers of tears. Different tears. Tears being driven out of Eretz Yisrael, tears of suffering, all different types of tears. Are we crying alone? So says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Milo sishma'ua, mimistarim tivke nafshi. Will you not hear? Bimistarim, in the hidden places, tivke nafshi, my soul cries, mipnei geva. Adamoa tidma v'sered, inidim'a kinishba eider Hashem. Hashem cries over the Jewish people, mipnei geva. The glory of the Jewish people was taken from them. The glory of being Am Kadosh, Ratzeinu HaKadosha, the vehicle for the Shechina. Our glory was taken from us, Hashem cries. He cries over Malchus Shamayim, over the revelation of His presence in the world. These are two sides of the same coin. Min lo sishmoa bimistarim tivke nafshi, says the Gemara. Min lo sishmoa bimistarim tivke nafshi mibnei geva amr of Shmuel bar Inya, Meshmed Rav. Mokom yesh, there is a place, l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umistarim shmo, there is a place. Place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's after all Makom Shalom. He's the place of the world. He has no limits. He has no boundaries. He has no size. And yet there is a place called Misterim, hidden away. And there Hashem cries. Mipnei Geva, as we said, Mipnei Gavos Anshi Yisrael, the glory of the Jewish people was taken from them. Benidl Ovdei Kochavim, given to the nations of the world. Benidl Gavos Shel Malchus Shamayim, the Gav of Malchus Shamayim. And then the Gemara asks, Umi Ika Bechia Kamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is it possible for Hashem to cry? Again, this is not a question of anthropomorphisms. It's not a question of the Torah is filled with Hashem saw. Hashem is angered. Hashem is really caught. Hashem. All different types of things. The Yad of Hashem. This is not the question over here. That's not the question. Because we know those all anthropomorphisms. We know that Hashem has no physical body. We know that Hashem is a feeling in the way that we feel. Hashem is. He is reality. The Gemara's question is, is there, in his connection to creation, is there something that we can refer to that's tantamount, that's parallel to what we call Bechia, confusion? Is there? Is that also part of the relationship? Again, he's not in his essence. We understand we're nothing. Hashem is beyond us. He's Ein Sof. He has no beginning. He has no end. He is. But in his relationship with us, in his relationship with creation, is there something called Bechia? Va'amar Rav Papa. That's what they ask him, Rav Pasek. Rav Papa says, Ein atzivus lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no sadness before him. Shenemar ha'or v'hada lefonav oz v'chedva b'mkomo. Glory and splendor is before him. Strength and rejoicing is in his place. So there is no crying. What does the Pasek mean? It's Nistar. It's contradicted by another Pasek. Lokasha, says the Gemara. Hobe bote gavoy, hobe bote broy. It depends. In the innermost sanctum, Rashi says, that's the Mistorim. Rashi explains the Gemara. In the innermost sanctum, there is a hidden place, and there Hashem cries. There's Bechia. They're the most. Habbate Broy. There's an inner sanctum and there's an external expression, Broy being on the outside. On the outside there's no crying. Olam Kimen Hogu Noheg. The world continues. In the inside there's crying. But he doesn't let that be seen. He doesn't allow that to be seen. It's mistarim. It's hidden. Think of Yosef. He sees his brothers. Imagine the pain. Imagine the thoughts of we were all united and then we were all torn apart. And so many years. And how do I do this? How do I do it, L'shem Shemayim? How do I do it right? How do I do it? He takes leave of them. He cries in a hidden place. He washes his face. He comes out. And there he is in his glory, Yosef, the viceroy. Havdil is a place called Mistarim, a hidden place. And there Hashem is crying. Then the Gemara asks, you You say on the outside there is no crying. Olam kimin hago noeg. The world appears to be, say that there are ups, there are downs. But we don't experience, we don't feel the world falling apart. Perhaps now we do to a certain degree. There's a reason for that as well. It says, V'haksi v'yikra Hashem, Elokim tzvakos v'yom ahu levechil mispeid. L'korcho v'lachgor sak. Hashem calls out. He calls out. It's a time of hesped, time of eulogy, time of crying, time to wear sackcloth, a time where a person feels like tearing their hair out of their head. So Hashem is calling. It should be on the outside. Says the Gemara, Shani chuba beis hamikdash tafil malachi shalom bochu. You're right. At the time of the Churban, the crying is on the outside even. So Hashem is always crying, b'mistarim, in a hidden place. Why? Because Klal Yisrael has lost its station. Klal Yisrael has lost their glory in all different ways. What represents us in all different days, how they oppress us. In all different ways, they call from every pulpit in the world that we're the Nazis of the 21st century. We're the oppressors. We're the cool ones. We're hated. We're despised. We're maligned. Some places we're oppressed, we're attacked. The glory of the Jewish people, who represents us. Oftentimes we're represented by people whose ideas are so antithetical to Torah. This is the glory of the Jewish people, Hashem cries. And he cries for the loss of Malchus Shamayim because we are the vehicle. That's the other side of the coin. That's always been mistarim, it's hidden. On the day of the Churban, it's in the open. It's revealed. It says the Maharal, what does it mean? And the inner world is the world of the soul. The outer world is the world of the goof. In the inner world, the soul is missing so much. We're not in touch with that all the time. It's there. We have to know it's there. We have to know how far away we are from the way we should be, from the way we once were, from what we could be. Shem cries, this is not the way it's supposed to be. But that's all in private. In the world of a goof, ups, they're downs, but olam kimin hago noeg, the world continues. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day. But then on Tisha B'Av, it's all revealed on the outside. It's a day of where we confront, it can't be. The way it is. This shouldn't be like this. How does it become like this? Eicha, Eicha, how did it become like this? How did it become like this? How did it become like this? This is a day in which all the pain, the searing pain, just like Yosef, when he finally reveals himself to his brothers, Bekol Godol, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avi Chai. It's all there out in the open. How far we've drifted, how far away we are. Look at the mess that we're in. Look at the... It's all revealed on Tisha B'Av. And that's the day of crying. The crying is now on the outside. I'm saying this, it's not Tisha B'Av. I will say it again, it's Hashem Tisha B'Av. I speak to a group of people. Let's talk about two stories of crying. One is a story that we may have spoken about before. A story about a holy, holy Jew, one of the Hasidic masters of Yitzchak Mivorka. He was known as an unbelievable Oyev Yisrael. And he passed away. And his son came to the Kotzker, Rav Nachum Mendel Mikotsk. Yitzchak Mivorka and Rav Nachum Mendel Mikotsk were fast friends. And the Kotzker asked, I think it was Rav David, he asked the son of Rav Yitzchak Mivorka, he said, "Have you seen your father?" And he said, "No." He says, "I've seen him." He says, I rose in a dream and I went to look for my friend Reb Yitzchak in Gan Eden. And I looked first in the sanctuaries of the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim. I didn't find him there. He's higher. Who knows? Went to look for him in the Gedolei Achronim. Went to the Olos of the great, great Achronim. Perhaps the Marshal, the Marshal. Couldn't find him. Went to the Rishonim, the Rashi, the Rambam. Couldn't find him. And higher and higher, looking, have you seen my friend Yitzchak? Have you seen my friend Yitzchak? Have you seen my friend Yitzchak? Amoroyim, Tanoim, Nevi'im. And then finally, somebody said to me, Yitzchak Mivorka, he's over there. At the end of that field. And I walked to the end of the field. I said, "Yitzchak, what are you doing here? Why aren't you, you know, the Hekel of Rashi? Why aren't you the Hekel of your Rebbeim? What are you doing here?" He was standing by a river, and the story goes, he says, "Achmendel, this is the river of tears of the Jewish people. This is the river of tears of the Jewish people. I can't believe this. This is a story that shows Rav Yitzchak Mivorka as an incredible Oyev Yisrael. This is one level of tears. Because some of us, more than others, everybody has their disappointments. Everybody has their pain. People have losses. Some people more than others. Some people horrible, horrible losses. Horrible, horrible difficulties. And the pain is so difficult to bear. But this story tells us, no, Hashem is, the tears are in Shemayim. Hashem is with us. He cries with us. He cries with us. He cries with us. Imo Anochi Betzora. I'm with you, Betzora. That's one story of tears. And those tears are real tears. And the Tisha B'Av tears too. Imo Anochi Betzora. The Shechina rides upon us when we are in pain. The Gemara in Sanhedrin teaches us when any Jew is in pain, even the worst of Jews is in pain, the Shekhinah Kaviyachal feels weak. The Shekhinah cries, oh, what has happened to my children? How they suffer. Oh, how far they drifted. The Shekhinah cries with us. But now, I want to tell you a different story. I read an account from one of the Sonderkommando from Sobibor. Sobibor was a death camp in Poland during the war. And there he told a story. They contrasted two different shipments, lo aleinu, of women who had been brought to Sobibor to be gassed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. And he contrasted there. One group of women came from Western Europe. They had been fooled into believing that they were going to be relocated. They came dressed up. They came in a regular train, not a cattle car. And when they came out of the train, and as the process, of course, which needs no description, begins to take place, and as they were beginning to enter the gas chambers and they realized what was happening, they began to scream, it can't be, it can't be, it can't be. They're modern women. I don't know how religious they were before. And that's the way they went in. And that's the way it ended. It can't be. How could this world be so cruel? How could this world betray us? How could this be in this world? And then he told a story about a group of Polish women who had been living under the Nazi heel for so long that they had no illusions as to what the Germans were going to do with them. And when they came to their last moments, he says, the screams of Shema Yisrael resounded over the countryside. So I always thought, no, that's the way to go. I mean, we should always be spared, but that's the way to go, Shema Yisrael. And that's true. That was their avoda. That was their avoda. But we can learn also from the tears of those women who said it can't be as well. From their screaming, it can't be, it can't be. In the world of Avoda, that the job was, again, we can't judge anybody. Certainly, we don't want to find ourselves in that situation, but the cry of Shema Yisrael, that's the act of Avoda. But the cries of it can't be, those are the cries of the Shekhinah inside. How could it be? Bibistarim tivkeh nafshi. It's like that all the time in the hidden recesses of the world called Mistarim, of hidden, the world of mystery. Shekhinah cries there all the time. When it's revealed on the outside, during the Churban, destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, on Tisha B'Av, when we revisit, when we re-experience the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and what took place in Europe 80 years ago, there was the Churban of the Mikdash of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is also called a Mikdash. Called Mikdashi. In Sefer Vayikra. They hear the screaming. Imagine the screaming of the Shekhinah. It can't be. It it should be? What happened to the glory of the Jewish people? What happened to Malchus Shemaim? What happened to the kingdom of heaven? There it's all revealed. Then it was all revealed. On Tisha B'Av it's all revealed. We go on Tisha B'Av. First we start perhaps with the tears of Rabbi Yitzchak Mivorke. The Shechina cries with our pain. But when we leave Tisha B'Av, we have to remember that the Shechina is in pain. In pain for us. In pain for what the world should be and what it wants for the world. What Hashem wants for the world. We won't walk around crying on the outside. On the outside, we'll be glorious, we'll be happy, we'll rejoice, we will do chesed, we will do Torah and mitzvos, we'll try to erase the sin of Shechina that brought the crying to the Shechina in the first place. We'll do it gloriously. We have to remember always we be starting Tivkei Nafshi deep, deep, deep inside. Borei Olam is in pain. Whatever that means, but it means something to us in his relationship to us. We must remember his crying. We mustn't forget it. We must walk away just as we walk away from our Shmon Esrei. As we step out of the mikdash of tefillah, Shomer zos le'olam yitzei machshavos levavamecha, Hashem, guard these thoughts, these understandings with me, for me, inside of me, before you forever. As we step out of the mikdash in its korban, Hashem gave us a chance to see the Bechia, his crying, that ordinarily has been mistaring. We should take it with us in our innermost sanctum, hidden away, but nonetheless there, and be transformed by Tisha B'Av. May we be zocha to see Amach Hashem looking din makom panim. We should see the day when Hashem wipes away all the tears, our tears, his tears. We should see the Gula Shleima B'Mehera M'Aminu Amen.